In today's world, because of technology, it's becoming more and more challenging to actually trust what it is that we're looking at. Now, I'm not just talking about artificial intelligence replicating people's voices, pictures, and videos. I'm actually talking about the fact that a couple of decades ago, you would see something strange in the sky, and it would automatically trigger the possibility that you're looking at something from another world.
What the f*** is that in the sky?
Brillando tanto, ahí va.
Mira.
Vamos a ver. Aquí está arriba de nosotros.
Está a una velocidad de la
hostia. Pues sí, y sí, pero eso puede ser un dron, mira, nos está viendo.
Nowadays, unfortunately, because of drones and technology, it's quite difficult to classify what it is that we're looking at. And this is sort of what happened in Medellin, Colombia, about a year ago, in June 2022. When several people were surprised by a very strange object in the sky. And this is what they saw. Check this out.
Like, what? Wait, airplane? Airplane's making the noise, this one. It's gonna land there, like there's an airport there. Guys. What? No, this is not a... Is it a white balloon? Zoom out.
What appears to be some sort of metallic object can be seen hovering quietly above Medellin. Now, even though the object could be a balloon, most people who were seeing this agreed that it looked like something else. Not only that, the object appeared to be stationary for more than 30 minutes and it caught the attention of several people around the city.
Bueno, aquí podemos observar en el cielo de Medellín hoy lunes 27 de junio un objeto estático tiene más de media hora allí sin moverse. No sé. ¿Qué es?
Now, I'm not exactly sure what this mysterious object is, and apparently no one does. What I do know, however, is that balloons are not supposed to stay still in the air, fixed in the same place for too long. Not only that, a couple of hours later, passengers in airplanes were actually spotting the same object. Check this out. Whatever this thing was, it got the attention of a lot of people and left everyone completely baffled. Some internet users were suggesting that this is possibly a balloon or just a drone, while others state that they have seen similar things. Now, even though this could be a balloon, it's behaving quite differently than one, and apparently this is what caught a lot of people's attention. Not only that, if things weren't strange enough, it gets even stranger when a couple of months ago, this year, a Colombian pilot saw a similar object flying at an amazing speed just above Antioquia in Colombia, about 67 miles away from Medellin. This is what he saw. In the video, we can see what appears to be the same metallic object swooshing by the airplane at very high speed. After the video was posted, it amassed millions of views and thousands of comments, and if we slow-mo and replay the video, we can actually see this mysterious object quite clearly. Now, if this is the exact same thing, I'm not too sure. What I do know is that I don't see a propulsion system in neither of the objects. Not only that, they were seen in the same region just 1 year apart. To this day, officially, both of these sightings remain a complete mystery. But when it comes to strange things in the sky, it doesn't stop there. A couple of weeks ago, in Bengaluru in India, People saw what they could only describe as a square portal in the sky. Check this out.
Oh god. This is so cool. This looks like a portal, this looks like a door.
Yeah.
Oh my god, oh my god. Door, oh god.
What appears to be some sort of mysterious rectangular light source can be seen in the sky. And if you look closely in the video, it appears as if the light source is coming from behind the clouds, meaning that this possibly isn't a projection from a light source on the ground. Some internet users agree that this actually looks like a Brocken specter. Now, a Brocken specter is the magnified shadow of an observer cast in midair upon any type of cloud opposing a strong light source. But something tells me that this is not what's going on here. Not only that, there have been several strange sightings in the sky lately of mysterious objects that appear to hide within the clouds.
Dude, over here, come here. Look right above the trees. Come here, dude. Right above the trees. What? Dude, what is that? That is not a plane either. It's not moving. Oh my gosh, dude. Me neither. Oh, dude. Did you see how fast it just went?
Not to mention that in 2017 in China, something similar happened. And to this day, officially, there's no explanation for it. What do you think this mysterious light source is? And why do you think there are so many of these strange events going on lately? Is it just a coincidence? Or is this the real deal and there's something going on? What's your take? Now, I don't know about you, but during summertime, I really enjoy traveling with my family or friends to the beach and just stay for as long as I can. Enjoy the summer, the sun, the smell of the rain, the beaches, and everything else. It's just wonderful. But there's one thing about summer that really bugs me. And I guess that it bugs everyone, literally. And those are mosquitoes. And I guess that no one actually likes mosquitoes and the fact that they spread lots of diseases amongst humans. But they are a part of nature, and I guess that meddling around with their genetics isn't exactly the best of ideas in the long term, in my opinion. However, recently a video went viral on social media of a man that supposedly found a mosquito, and there was something really wrong about it. This is what he saw.
Сейчас открыли, наверное.
Вот цифра 36, прям видно на мошке.
In the video, a man holds a live mosquito, and in it we can see imprinted somehow the number 36. The video was posted by Reddit user DankPepeBoy, and he says, "Any theories about what this is? I somehow doubt that the explanation is as simple as someone wrote a tiny 36 on it." Needless to say, internet users were completely divided about this video. Some say that this is a natural pattern, that the number 36 is just a coincidence, while others state that companies have been studying on genetically modifying mosquitoes. So I immediately began to research the topic and I found tons of articles actually stating that companies indeed are genetically modifying mosquitoes for several reasons. Anyways, in your opinion, what do you think is really going on here? Does this mosquito actually have a number 36 tagged on it? And why so? Or is it just some coincidence, like a pattern in nature where we see the number 36 because we want to? What's your take? If you're a really big fan of camping and spending some time in the woods, you've probably heard strange stories of cryptids, Bigfoot, or unknown entities that sometimes are caught on camera deep in the woods.
Kalian dengar sesuatu? Kalian dengar suara? Kalian dengar suara dan mereka? Mereka seperti mengikuti di belakang gua, teman-teman. Ya, gue dengar suara. Gue dengar suara, teman-teman. Dan arahnya di daerah sini. Astagfirullah.
Now, strange stories of such creatures actually go back to the 13th century, or maybe even before that, when German peasants carved kobold effigies for their homes. Now, what's intriguing about these kobold entities, which nowadays we know as goblins, is that they can supposedly shapeshift into a candle, a fire, an animal, or a human-like form, and they were said to be seen all over Europe.
Мы нашли нору кабана.
In this next video, for instance, Justina Folger was wandering into a river for a dip in the Tatra Mountains with her boyfriend Peter Kowalski, when all of a sudden they saw what they thought at first was a bear. This is when all of a sudden this thing got up on its own two legs and started running. And they caught it all on camera, and this is what they saw.
Ні, я перше по опалам трохи. Сонечко.
Але ти ж вводив опала, що ти йдеш до води?
Ні, попався на тебе.
А я тут лише сам мій кренчиш, то так. Садик, то ще з кшаком. Христе!
If we slow down the video, we can see what appears to be a giant ape-like creature that scared Justina and Peter Kowalski. The thing is, if this is Bigfoot or not, it's very hard to tell. But there are other videos out there that portray what appears to be some sort of entity that hides deep within the woods. Entities that are very difficult to even begin to explain what is it that we are seeing.
Move. Look at them. Big ol' eyes. Big ol' eyes, dude. There's a bunch of them.
And this is sort of what happened with Brian and his girlfriend, who have a YouTube channel by the name of Exploring the Unknown. And they usually like to explore the woods, mountains, and abandoned houses. In one specific video, Brian and his girlfriend decide to spend the night at a campsite in Michigan, deep in the woods. At first, they spent the entire day preparing the campsite, and late at night, about 1 a.m. in the morning, they went to sleep. This is when they started hearing strange thumping noises just outside their tent, and in a very smart move, in my opinion, they did not leave the tent. This is until 4 a.m. in the morning when they had to go to the bathroom. This is when things got really creepy, and they were very sure that they were not all alone. And this is what happened.
Alright guys, it's like 4 in the morning. I had to get up to pee, and so did Katana. So, we pitched a fire over there. Sorry, the quality is not the best. But, off in the distance I hear like yelping. I hope you guys can hear it.
I cannot hear it, but Brian keeps saying it. Are you still hearing the footsteps? Because I'm not.
Yeah. I heard footsteps over here.
Should I grab my flashlight?
I think another light would not hurt.
I just don't want to leave the car by too long of a distance. Just where I want to go.
Brian and his girlfriend Katana were pretty sure that there was something out there, but they were still in doubt that it might be a critter or some kind of animal. After all, they were hearing these strange noises since they went to sleep at 1 a.m. and they were still going on. They decided to go back to the car to check it out, and things started getting really creepy, really fast. They continue recording, and this is what happens.
Just
Yeah, I'll come with you. Well, it's kind of, I guess, alarming to me that the yelping stopped. Is this you?
Where is he? No, I promise. Not intentionally, at least.
I don't think it was a branch.
I kind of think it was, because it lines up with the branch.
What the? Did you hear that?
The branch?
Yeah, that sounded big. What the f-
Shall we see that?
Hello? It's 4 a.m. Who's gonna be up?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's weird. It's weird.
Did you see that? Well, neither did Brian or his girlfriend at the time. What appears to be a glowing pair of eyes can be seen hiding just behind one of the trees just next to them. And if you take everything into consideration, the scratch on their car, the footsteps, the strange howling sound, the tree branches, it all comes to a conclusion that they weren't alone. But it's very difficult to say exactly what it is that was lurking in the darkness in that woods. In your opinion, what do you think is going on here? Do you think they caught video evidence of the presence of an entity such as the kobold goblin, or maybe something else? And what would you have done in their situation? If it was me, I would have probably gotten out of there as fast as possible, right after identifying that strange scratch on the car. But I'm not too sure. What do you think? And what would you have done? In today's world, if you live in a big city, you'll notice that in most places there are several CCTV cameras recording what happens all over for people's security and safety. The thing is, most of the times these cameras are just recording people going from one place to another. But in rare cases, these cameras get to record really strange things. And I guess this is what happened in this next video that we're about to watch that was posted by a Twitter user by the name of TNTJohn17. In this video, we can see what appears to be two people walking on a road late at night at about 12:45 a.m. in the morning. This is when one of the people in the video gets too close to the other one and something completely unexplained happens. Check this out. Whatever is going on here, it seems that this person who appears to shapeshift on camera is not a person after all. Never seen anything like this, but internet users suggest that this could actually be demonic possession caught on camera. Now, demonic possession is considered to be real by exorcists and some psychiatrists. For instance, on July 1st, 2016, Richard Gallagher wrote an article about how he became a scientist who actually helped exorcists identify demonic possession. So this is actually a thing, and it's taken very seriously. And what's really strange about this video is that if we analyze it closely, it doesn't seem to be edited. The person who jumped on the other one saw something and it ran as fast as possible, as if it had seen a ghost. Something like that. So everything in this video suggests that it could be the real deal, but I'm not too sure. What would you say? Have you ever heard of the Philosopher's Stone or out-of-place artifacts? Back in the 1400s, a French manuscript seller by the name of Nicolas Flamel developed a reputation of being an alchemist, and a pretty good one. And at the time, he claimed to have discovered the Philosopher's Stone, a stone that was known to have supernatural capabilities. Now, the legend of the Philosopher's Stone begins somewhere in ancient Egypt, and it tells of a substance that can turn any metal into gold and grant eternal life. Interesting, isn't it? But what's most interesting is that very little is known about the Philosopher's Stone, its origin, where it came from, and how it all started. Now, even though it's considered a myth or just a bad time story, to this day researchers and archaeologists are still in search for evidence of this mysterious stone. And just a couple of weeks ago, a treasure hunter by the name of John Ventura was deep in the woods somewhere in Brazil when all of a sudden he came across this mysterious stone. Check this out.
Mas tava quente, John.
Não, tá gelado.
Tá gelado?
Tá gelado.
Ué? Credo.
Não, tá esquentando, cara. Tá esquentando. Pega pra você ver aí. Tá. Caramba, mesmo. Tá quente mesmo.
Tá mesmo, cara?
Gente do céu.
É pegando ela.
Caraca, meu. Que coisa, cara.
Ela esquenta, cara.
Vamos pôr, ó, põe aqui na... Ó. Ó, não sei se tá pra você ver, ó. Ó.
Olha, olha as bolinhas lá, ó.
Ó, ó, tá borbulhando.
Ó.
Não é possível, cara. Ó, ficou bem vermelha, cara. Olha isso. Olha, ficou vermelha.
Mudou?
Mudou a cor, ó, ficou vermelha.
Mudou a cor, ó, o cameraman pegou legal, ó.
Gente do céu!
While metal detecting somewhere in the woods in Brazil, they came across this wooden box with certain details in gold. And inside of it was this rock. Whatever this thing is, it apparently can change color and temperature when someone touches it or when it comes in contact with water.
Aí, ó, tá voltando a cor. Tá voltando. Ó, gente, tá voltando a cor.
In this particular part of the video, we can see it heating up the water. And then, when they put it back into the box, it gets colder, and you can clearly see it changing color. Up until this moment, there's not much information on what this mysterious rock could be, but I'm guessing that this is most likely some sort of ancient artifact, maybe even related to ancient myths of underground cities hidden deep within the Amazon forest. After being posted, the video amassed millions of views and caught a lot of attention. Many internet users believe that this could be the Philosopher's Stone, while others state that this is a carnelian crystal, and some others believe that this is red mercury. Tales about this supernatural substance known as red mercury began circulating back in the 1940s, and it was said to be a material so valuable and so dangerous that it was only handled by top-level leaders and scientists. There are many theories about its composition, but to this day, no one really knows what it's made of or if it actually exists. However, there are many videos out there of people who claim to have a hold of this mysterious substance known as red mercury. In most cases, these artifacts are said to have originated from pharaonic times in ancient Egypt. And in most of the times, these artifacts have very similar supernatural properties.
Aye.
When in contact with water and certain liquids, it heats them up. It interferes with electronic devices. It does not reflect on a mirror. Among many other strange properties, which begs the question, if this is indeed real, is this alien-like artifact actually from Earth, or was it made by an advanced civilization that may have inhabited this planet somewhere in the past? Now, if the stone that was supposedly found by John Ventura in Brazil is indeed red mercury, I'm not exactly sure. It does seem to have some strange properties. Do you think that this could be the Philosopher's Stone, Red Mercury, or something else entirely? What's your take? In the shadowed corners of Mesoamerican folklore, there's the legend of the Nagual, a shapeshifter who walks the thin veil between our world and the unseen. Cloaked in the mystique of ancient shamanic rituals, these guardians of the spirit realm possess the arcane ability to transform into animals, usually at night, and in forms both fearsome and sacred. Now, the following video was posted not long ago, and it features what many people believe to be a legit capture of a Nagual. It was recorded by an internet account by the name of Viri in the city of Saltillo, Mexico. They were exploring an abandoned historic center in Saltillo when all of a sudden they felt as if being watched. They looked around and saw nothing. This is until this happened. Check this out.
Estaba trabajando cuando sentí que me estaban viendo. Golpeábamos la pared y no se movía. Tampoco parpadeaba. ¿Qué rayos será eso?
What looks like a yellow-colored eye creature can be seen staring at them through the wall. They state that it stayed there for more than 5 minutes like this, even though they tried carrying it off. After being posted, many internet users left comments stating that this is possibly a cat or maybe an owl. But most seem to agree that whatever it is, its eyes are too big to be any known animal. There were also many cat owners agreeing that its pupils look quite odd. There's a moment in the video that it clearly looks round, just like a human-shaped pupil. So there's something off about it. And this is, I guess, why loads of people left comments saying that this is possibly a Nagual, a shape-shifting witch that can transform itself into an animal. In this particular video posted by a family in Mexico, we can supposedly see a Nahual shape-shifting real-time. At this moment, you can see this thing shape-shifting into a human being. When the man finally shows up, it transforms back into an animal. The next day, Viri did a video update on the location they were at, a historic center in Saltillo, Mexico.
Estuvimos más de 5 minutos viéndolo, no hacía ningún tipo de ruido, no movía, no parpadeaba después de los golpes en la pared.
The creepy and abandoned historic center only deepens the mystery that this could possibly be a legit encounter with a Nagual. But I want to know your thoughts. Do you think that maybe this is just a cat or an owl, maybe just a coincidence? Or is it the real deal? And what would you have done in this situation? In the past couple of months, there have been several strange videos surfacing the internet of what appears to be animals glitching or acting up.
What on earth is this sheep doing?
And I guess that in most cases, there is a really good explanation, like maybe these animals are just copying and imitating human-like patterns and behaviors for some strange reason. However, there are sinister and creepy occasions where people will actually capture their dogs and cats, sometimes in situations where you can't even begin to explain. And this is exactly what happened with a social media profile by the name of Yasmin. Check this out.
Quería grabar al guatón jugando y grabé en fallo en la realidad.
Te pisó, ¿viste?
¿Y dónde salió el tequila?
Te pisó el guatón, pues métete en su camino.
Did you see where the second dog came from? Well, neither did I, nor anyone else on the internet. While some internet users believe that the smaller puppy somehow got entangled between the white dog's legs right at the beginning of the video, others suggest that it was something else entirely. If you watch the video closely and if we replay it in slow motion, you can actually see from the beginning of the video, the smaller puppy is nowhere to be seen. But what makes this even more sinister is that it appears to be more common than one would imagine. In a video posted by Terroris Nocturne, we can see what appears to be a deer trying to cross a highway. This is until this happens. Check this out. If you pay close attention, you can see what appears to be the deer actually crossing from one side to the other, but in a very peculiar way. Watch closely and you see that it appears as if the deer actually was able to go through the road barrier. Now, of course, there's a really good chance that this is just a camera illusion due to the fact that it's dawn or dusk. But taking into consideration that loads of people actually captured something like this on camera, I'm not too sure. What's your take? Could it be that these animals actually glitched somehow, or is it maybe something else entirely? As humans, we have long been fascinated by the unknown and the mysterious, especially when it comes to creatures of the forest. In many cultures and tribes around the world, the belief in elves, gnomes, and other mystical creatures is not just a myth, but a very real and integral part of their daily lives. These creatures are said to possess some sort of magical power, and in the Western world, these magical powers are considered just a bad time story. However, some experts debate that maybe these beings actually exist, and if they do, they would have to somehow come from some sort of other dimension, a whole different world intertwined with ours.
Vea, muchacho, vea, los que no creen en los duendes, vea. Vean un duende, vea. Un duende, me acabo de aparecer acá en la Gran Colombiana. Ahí fue.
It is believed by some experts and researchers that there are at least 11 dimensions that have been already mapped.
Parece que a falha da Matrix ainda continua por aqui. Botar outro pé. Olha ali o reflexo, como é que pode? É um espelho comum, gente, ó.
So if half of this is true, it would help explain several different myths and certain videos, like this one that you're about to watch. An Instagram personality by the name of Ava Fav lives in Sonora, Mexico, and in one certain day she captured something quite chilling on her CCTV camera in her own garage. As you can see in the video, a boy seems to be walking on the sidewalk very close to her garage. Then all of a sudden, he appears to crouch under the house and somehow disappears completely. At the time, it left many internet users completely baffled and many users also thinking that this could be just a fake, a prank or something like that. There has to be an explanation. However, in a second video, Ava shows her neighbor's CCTV camera from the same day and the same moment. And in the video, there's absolutely no one around. So it kind of doesn't make sense, because in her camera, her dogs were actually reacting to the boy. Not only that, in this second video she goes outside and explains that there's no sewer shaft or nothing like that just next to her house where the boy crouched and simply vanished.
Como les decía anoche, este es el cristal de la puerta que de día se ve para afuera. Yo estaba aquí parada cuando vi al niño caerse. Y esa es la parte donde el niño desaparece, se deja de ver, como le quieran decir. Me están preguntando que si de casualidad no hay algo ahí. Pues no, chamacos, ¿qué va a haber? ¿Una puerta? O sea, ¿un portón, un portal? No sé, pues, o sea, no hay nada aquí, pues no hay nada.
So, what exactly is going on here? Is this some sort of edit, a fake CGI, or maybe is it the real deal and maybe Ava captured something completely out of this world on camera? Now let's just take into consideration for a brief moment the number, the sheer number of CCTV cameras spread throughout the world, probably millions of them. And let's also take into consideration the possibility that maybe we're living in some sort of simulation, and maybe sometimes it glitches. That would mean that there are possibly hundreds of videos just like this one that we just watched. And I guess there are. And one of the most interesting ones, in my opinion, was recorded by Matthew Alvarez, who was working the overnight shift at a medium-sized hotel. And he all of a sudden notices this man just walking in and freezing in position. This is what Matthew recorded. Check this out.
I think this guy froze. Literally. What the f***?
As soon as Matthew began recording this bizarre event, notice this woman in the camera below. She's approaching the hotel. Now things are gonna get weirder. Check this out.
Yeah, he is literally there. It's not the camera that's frozen, it's him. There he is. This dude is still. What the f***?
According to an email that Matthew sent to me, he writes, I thought it was a camera defect, but I went outside to check and he was just there, frozen. I went back into the office and started filming. And what boggled my mind is that those doors are supposed to remain open if there's someone there just like he was. And they just closed behind him as if there was no presence at all. He also stayed there for quite a while like that. And I was very confused. As soon as the lady walks into frame, you can see the doors open. And those specific doors won't open at that distance either. So everything that happened in that particular moment was super weird. In your opinion, how do we explain this situation? It's not just the man that froze that makes things weird. The electronic door should have somehow detected him. And not only that, it's as if the man actually knew that there was someone approaching from a distance. What is going on in this video? Being a vast area with large portions of dense, remote forests, the Appalachian Mountains provides the perfect cover for a serial killer or an ill-intentioned person to lurk in the shadows. The rugged terrain, isolated trails, and limited cell phone reception can actually make it easy for such individuals to evade any type of detection. And I guess that this is sort of what happened to Katie Remeter while she was staying at a lodge with her family in Greenville, Maine. Now, Greenville is a very small town with a population of about 2,000 people, and it's only a 24-mile distance walk from the Appalachian Trail, which makes Greenville the perfect stop for hikers.
I'm hiking. I swear, somebody's following me. I could hear them, like, right behind me. Every time I look back, there's nobody there.
Explore.
Huh? What? What?
It was a very cold night and Katie and her family were having dinner with a couple of friends at a nearby restaurant when all of a sudden Katie notices a man standing outside and staring and nodding at her. At the time, she kind of shrugged it off, and after having dinner, they went back to the lodge. While tucking the kids to bed, she starts hearing someone pacing back and forth just outside their room. Completely freaked out, she checks the window, and this is what she sees. In the video, the figure of a creepy man can be seen approaching Katie's lodge. He then proceeds to stop and just stand there, staring at her window. And at this moment, Katie realizes that this is the same man from the restaurant. Not knowing exactly how to proceed and what to do next, Katie stays there, quiet, observing the man's every movement. It didn't take long before Katie and her husband realized that they would have to call the cops. So they call the lodge owner, who actually calls the cops, and this is what happens. The lodge owner and the police promptly show up and talk to the man, who states that he's actually staying in the lodge next door. After coming to the conclusion that he wasn't doing anything wrong, they leave, and the man just continues there, staring at Katie's lodge. At this point, you can imagine how freaked out Katie and her family were, but not knowing exactly what to do next, they stay there for the night. The next day, they call the police and find out that the man actually told them that he was a schizophrenic. Now, even if this is the case, I wonder what would have happened to Katie and her family if they hadn't called the cops. Not only that, when the police arrives, he changes his behavior completely, as if he knows exactly what he's doing. So I'm not exactly sure if he was telling the truth entirely. But when it comes to strange encounters in the Appalachian Mountains, it doesn't stop there. The following video takes place in Dudleytown, Connecticut, just a few miles away from the Appalachian Trail. It was on June 17, 2006, that a family that lived near Chase Avenue started noticing strange patterns of shadow figures lurking in the woods behind their property. Thinking that this could be a burglar or a person with bad intentions, they tried to capture it on camera several times without any success. But on one cloudy afternoon, this happened.
Hi. It's me again. I'm just calling, just to let you know. I've seen that thing again on in the backyard. I've got the camera on. I'm trying to capture it. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to see if I can get it. Anyway, give me a call when you get this message. Bye.
After leaving an eerie voice message at his wife's cell phone, he runs downstairs to get a better angle of the woods behind his property. And this is what happens.
No, what is that? No way. What the f- is that? Yeah, it's me. I've just seen that thing. I've actually got it on camera. I'll show you when you get home.
Did you see that? What actually looks like some sort of translucent shadow figure can be seen crossing the woods behind their property. Whatever this thing is, it left the property owner completely baffled. After being posted to YouTube, many internet users seem to agree that this is the real deal. Not only that, it seems that Dudley Town is actually surrounded by strange stories of paranormal events and mysterious and unexplained deaths and murders that supposedly took place in this very small town close to the Appalachian Trail. Now, even though this isn't the highest quality video ever, if we slow-mo and zoom in on the video, you can clearly see what looks like a translucent figure walking in the woods. Could it actually be that this is a legit shadow person caught on camera? And could this video help prove that the Appalachian Mountains are indeed haunted, like many believe? What's your take? This is it for now, but there are more videos. And don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. And I'll see you guys again.